In an effort to improve the commuter experience in Brooklyn, and other areas of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that she is directing the Metropolitan Transportation Authority to implement a number of changes to the Long Island Rail Road this week. The LIRR, which is the busiest commuter railroad in North America, transporting an average of over 300,000 riders daily, is incorporating the modifications directed by the New York governor beginning on March 6. Hochul said the changes aim to support the needs of New York commuters, especially following the completion of the Grand Central Madison Terminal, which opened earlier this year. Customers deserve a world-class commuting experience, and that's what we are working hard to accomplish with these changes. We are committed to continuing to listen, monitor, and make changes to deliver high-quality service, communication, and consistency to New Yorkers, said Governor Hochul. Hochul announced that the LIRR will be increasing its rush hour service to Brooklyn by adding additional trains during peak hours between the Jamaica and Atlantic Terminal line. The purpose of this increase in rush hour trains is to reportedly decrease the wait times that riders experience to an average of 8 to 9 minutes during the busiest commute hours, according to a release. In addition to more trains in general, the LIRR will be deploying platform controllers at Jamaica Station, who will be assisting Brooklyn-bound customers at the platform by directing when Atlantic Terminal-bound trains depart, and making sure that Brooklyn trains do not leave until another train arrives at the station, during rush hour. The LIRR will also be lengthening numerous trains during morning peak hours, including service from Jamaica Station to Atlantic Terminal, which was incorporated last week. Longer trains will begin to help reduce overcrowding in the worst cases, and cutting time between Brooklyn trains should help get riders where they need to go with shorter waits, and without the mass dash we've been seeing, said Chair of LIRR Commuter Council Gerard Bringman. We look forward to working with the LIRR to make additional changes and improvements to address concerns riders have raised.